Ken continues, that is why the motif of the egosphere of atonement is so important and recurs throughout this magnificent symphony. Because that's the core problem that's fueling everything then that we experience. Since the ego is terrified of our learning, Ken continues, as we will see again shortly, it devises a strategy to make us mindless. If we are not aware of having a mind, and if we're not aware of the power of that mind, all of the many powers that the mind has, the most important one, of course, being to be able to choose between the ego and the Holy Spirit. If we're not aware of that, then we remain mindless. We don't recognize, you know, we think the mind is something that's within the brain, and we think that our choices are limited to the options that our eyes show us and that our ears bring to us, things that we need to decide about here. And we have completely forgotten the only really meaningful choice. And that's because we've chosen to believe in the ego. The ego and the self that we think that we are, our beliefs to be undone. And they're undone by our mind, but we aren't aware at all that we have that power. And so we essentially have made ourselves mindless.